Mike Hogan in Duval County joins me live. What is today all about in terms of final preparations before the polls open in 24 hours, Mike?
Well, basically, what we'll be doing today is getting all the material and supplies out to our precincts through the precinct captain or precinct manager. And so if you go back to the rear of our building, our warehouse, you'll see cases and boxes of PPE equipment and ballots and you name it. It's the day that we kind of it's an enjoyable day, but it's at the end of the day, we know that everybody is going to be in place on election morning and ready to vote.
Some 17,000 ballots cast on Sunday. Did that exceed your expectations? You're now at 60% Duval.
We were thinking it was going to be around 55 to 60, so it was right on the number. Would have liked to hit 65, but right now that means on election day there's, let's see, a little over 200,000 that could still vote. And so we're hoping for a very good turnout. We'd love to hit 90%.
Would that be a record?
Projection. Oh, yes. But our record, I mean, our projection has always been between 85 and 90, and so we like people to vote. This is a very, very important.
And in terms of staffing, I was asking both your colleagues in St. John's and Clay County about the volunteers who you have and the staff people who are going to be in place. Are you at a good position in terms of those who are scheduled for tomorrow?
Yes, we are. We have reserve, and we did a really good job of recruiting. And we have some great partners, the Jaguars, the Iceman, let's see, One-to-One Credit Union, ViStar, Community Credit Union, they're all lending us people, and we have a full staff. We're looking, in fact, we'll have some places we'll have two full-time sanitizers. So, yes, we're staffed well.
Bring your sample ballot with you. Bring your ID with you. Polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for a full 12 hours. Good luck tomorrow. We'll be back in touch as we move through this busy election period and instant results beginning tomorrow night, the moment the polls close at 7 p.m.